crimes and recognized as valid. This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A mix of wintry weather is sweeping through the Midwest on this busy holiday travel weekend. The National Weather Service is forecasting a 100% chance of rain this morning, possibly switching over to snow this afternoon as temperatures drop to around freezing. A wind advisory took effect at 9 o'clock this morning for much of central Kansas, including Anderson, Chase, Clay, Cloud, Coffee, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Ottawa, and Riley counties. Meteorologists forecast winds from the northwest 20 to 30 miles per hour in those areas, with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. The wind advisory remains in effect until 6 o'clock this evening. Little or no snow accumulation is expected in northeast Kansas today, but in north central Kansas, snow mixed with freezing rain may make roads slippery and bring down tree branches. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Clay, Cloud, and Washington counties until noon today. The National Weather Service says a second cold front is forecast for Monday, with another chance of light snow possible. Tyson Foods, a major meatpacking company with facilities in Kansas, recently closed and downsized major plants in neighboring states. Kaylin Moore reports that could have an impact on Kansas plants.
The company announced it will lay off 1,700 people at a plant in the Texas Panhandle. Tyson Foods also said they will close a plant in Lexington, Nebraska that employs 3,200 people, the biggest employer for the town. A similar Tyson meatpacking plant of the same size in Finney County supports the beef industry in southwest Kansas. In a press release, Tyson said production will be increased at other facilities, which could affect the workload in Kansas. Tyson is closing plants to try to make its beef production profitable. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
In college football, KU lost their final game of the season against Utah 31-21. K-State hosts Colorado in their final game of the season. This kickoff is at 11 o'clock this morning. In women's basketball, Georgia beat the KU women in the Fort Myers tip-off 68-62. North Carolina beat K-State women in the Cancun Challenge. K-State faces South Dakota State Jackrabbits at 10 o'clock this morning. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
I cut them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you. The boys in the NYPD chorus are singing "Go Away, Babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market in North Lawrence, hosting Holiday Market Saturday, November 29th, with art and craft vendors, fresh cut Fraser firs, poinsettias, and Santa. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, the musical Ragtime first hit Broadway back in 1998. It was revived in 2009, and now it's back on Broadway. We'll hear how its mix of Jewish immigrants, black residents of Harlem, and privileged white New Yorkers is resonating with audiences today. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
We've got rain throughout the KPR listening area this morning. A slight chance that it will switch over to snow this afternoon. Temperatures, our highs today, right around where they are right now in the mid-40s, they'll drop to around freezing this afternoon. Also, pretty windy out there. Winds from the southeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour, shifting to the northwest 20 to 25 miles per hour this afternoon with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s, a 60% chance of snow in our forecast for Monday. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and...
This is NPR News.
When the Missouri legislature began to redraw maps mid-decade, it reminded a reporter there of a very specific movie scene. Have you ever seen the movie Air Bud?
You're checking your rule book, but you won't find anything in there that says a dog can't play.
He's right! Ain't no rules to the dog can't play basketball!
What a 90s kids movie tells us about the redistricting battle on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear from actor Dennis Leary about his role in the new Christmas comedy, Oh, What Fun. He co-stars along with Michelle Pfeiffer in Oh, What Fun. We'll hear his take on the holidays coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. We've got rain throughout the area today, possibly changing over to snow this afternoon as temperatures fall to around freezing. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows around 20, partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s, and then a 60% chance of snow in our forecast for Monday. It's 43 in Lawrence, 43 in Topeka.
KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves. Applications at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR comes from the...
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's News Quiz. If it's not worth the time or effort to sell your old car, truck, or motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands. We'll turn it into the programs you enjoy every day. Programs like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and Weekend Edition. Find out more about how you can donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's rainy out there and 42 degrees in Lawrence, 43 in Topeka.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. This week, we extend the Thanksgiving holiday into the weekend with lots of things we're thankful for, including Paul Giamatti talking about his obsessive book collection and James Gunn and how he made Superman silly again. Plus, the best of our panelists' shameful, shameful lies. All that. And Bill Curtis finally admits why he always just happens to drop by my house the day after Thanksgiving.
Leftovers? Yum.
We're warming up all the best bits for you, and they'll be ready to serve right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Holiday spending began with a record-setting Black Friday. Adobe Analytics, which tracks online transactions, says sales this year are topping last year by more than 9%.
Focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Widespread rain this morning, possibly turning over to snow this afternoon as temperatures drop to around freezing. A bit on the windy side with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. It's 42 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an audience.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, the exotic sounds of Ima Sumac from her classic album Voice of the Ixtabe, plus one incredibly strange record from the 1950s. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market in North Lawrence, hosting Holiday Market today with art and craft vendors, fresh-cut Fraser Ferns, poinsettias, and Santa. Details at PinesGardenMarket.com. And from Bridgehaven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on site. More information is at MyBridgehaven.com. We've got a rainy day, might change over into snow this afternoon, with temperatures falling to around freezing. It's 43 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
NPR.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, your weekly showcase of Kansas music. On the show this week, our live guest is country singer Savannah Chestnut.
Keep your roots deep in the ground. Keep on reaching for the sky.
We'll hear tracks recorded live at Lawrence's Northside Social and some interview with Savannah Chestnut on 105 Live this week, 5 p.m. Saturday and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offers care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. And from Kansas Tree Care, winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. We've got rainy conditions, temperatures in the 40s. They'll drop to near freezing this afternoon. This is
KPR. Support for NPR comes from this station and from BritBox.
All our guests, of course, Bill Curtis, and thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll be back next week. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, as well as the Moth Radio Hour coming up next here on KPR. We are KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, the Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu. The time is 11 o'clock.
Does that go?
Our next story is from Isabel Raphael, who told it at a story slam in New York City.
The Moth is supported by Storyworth. Each week, Storyworth emails a loved one a question about their life. After a year, Storyworth will publish their stories and color photos into a book to keep for generations. Learn more at storyworth.com. And by BetterHelp, committed to making mental health well-being a priority and offering support in taking on everything life demands, with therapists available to communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. We've got rain mixed with sleet in some areas, a wintry mix down in Emporia. In Manhattan, you can expect snow in the next hour. Otherwise, a lot of rain going on throughout the KPR listening area. A wind advisory is in effect for portions of the KPR listening area. A winter weather advisory in effect until noon for Clay and Cloud counties. Be careful out there.
This is the Moth Radio Hour from For a Little Girl and the World of Shoe Design. When the Moth Radio Hour continues.
This show is supported by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance, offering drivers protection on the road since 1937. Customers can simplify their insurance needs and protect what's important by bundling home and auto today. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care for all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. We've got rain mixed with sleet, some snow in some areas, temperatures falling to right around freezing this afternoon. Winds from the northwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. We're expecting flurries in Manhattan in the next hour at 33 degrees, 39 in Emporia. This is KPR.
You're listening to the Moth Radio Hour from PRX. I'm Jennifer Hickson, and we're hearing stories about footwear.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, the story of 129 cars. Jeeps, to be exact. That's just ahead here on KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental checkups can help identify health conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and more. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. And from Theater Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theaterlawrence.com. We've got a rainy, a little snowy day going on with mixed with some sleet as well. There's a winter weather advisory, or rather, I guess I would just exposed a wind advisory rather till 6 p.m. for Allen, Anderson, Clay, Cloud, Coffee, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Ottawa, and Riley counties, with winds up to 30 miles per hour and gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Otherwise, rainy conditions, temperatures dropping this afternoon. It's 33 and windy in Manhattan, 39 in Emporia. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Hey, everybody, Ira Glass here. So for this thing,